The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 51, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 28, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: the subject of the departure of the sons of Pandu for the ultimate goal of life, back to Godhead, is fully auspicious and is perfectly pure. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith certainly gains devotional service of the Lord, the highest perfection of life.
Rasadhyayitat Bhagavat Priyana. Bhagavat Priyana. There is a common word in English. If you love me, love my dog. That is very important. So, Bhagavat Priyana, one who is very dear to Krishna, if you love such person, then Krishna is more pleased. Krishna is more pleased. Bhagavat Priyana. There is a version in the Puranas, Devi Purana. Parvati was asking question to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva was replying, this is the process at home. The wife is supposed to inquire from the husband about spiritual advancement of life, and the husband must be competent to reply all the questions of wife. That will keep relation very nice. Savanam Kirtanam, that is bhakti. So, Parvati was asking, because according to Vedas, there are so many demigods. Vishnu is sometimes taken, but Vishnu is not. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, they are the principal deities. So, the inquiry was, which worship is the best? Vishnu, or Lord Shiva, or Brahma, or Chandra, there are so many demigods. Sometimes they are misunderstood, that all of them are gods. No. They are called demigods. God is one. That is originally God is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. So, the inquiry was, there are so many gods, so which worship is the best? So Lord Shiva, reply. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param. Tasmat parataro devi tadiyanam aradhanam. Means, my dear wife, Devi, wife is addressed Devi, not by name. The husband should address wife, Devi. They must be like Devi. Devi means goddess. And the wife must address the husband as Lord. This is the system. So he replied, Devi, aradhananam sarvesha. There are many kinds of recommendation. If you want this, you worship this God. If you want this, if you worship... This is described in the Bhagavatam. So, of all different types of worship, the worshipping of Lord Vishnu is the best, he said. Aradhananam sarvesha Vishnu aradhanam param. And again he said, Tasmat Paratarang Devi, there is still better worship. What is called? What is that? Tadiyana Amaradhanam. To worship the devotee of Vishnu, Vaishnava. Tadiyana Amaradhanam. That is the best. First of all he said, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. That is the supreme. Then again he said, Tasmat, from that, Tasmat Paratarang. Still better. Tadiyana Amaradhanam. To worship the devotee of God. So, this is very simple method. You cannot approach God. It is not very easy thing. But God's representative, God's devotee, on behalf of God, who is canvassing, tadiya, that worship is better. Tadiyana Amaradhanam. Therefore, here it is said that Bhagavat Priyana, these Pandavas, why one should be interested in the Pandavas' activities? Arjuna's fight with his brothers. There are so many other people, they are fighting with their brother, with their enemies. Why you are not recommended to hear about that thing? Why the battle of Kurukshetra? Because Arjuna is there, Tadiyana. We are not interested in any battlefield stories. Why you should be interested? There are so many cats and dogs fighting. We are not interested. But why you are interested in the Bhagavad Gita battlefield of Kurukshetra? Tadiyana Amaradhanam. Because there is Arjuna. He is fighting. So, to worship God is very good, but to worship the devotee of God is still very good. This is it. That is also admitted in the Bhagavad Gita. Nacha tasmāt manusyeṣu kaścit me priyakittam. Krishna says, Jai Mahamad Bhaktishu, this Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who is preaching this Bhagavad Gita, Nachatasmat Manusheshu Kaschit Me Priyokittama. Bhagavad Priyana. Priyokit, Priya means dear, very dear. Krishna said, that nachatasmat manusyesu, anyone who is preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita to the suffering people of the world, Krishna says, nachatasmat priyakrit, nobody is dearer to me than him. So, how to become very dear to God? Don't try to see God. Even if you see, you can see God everywhere, if you have got eyes to see. But the real business is not to see. God wants to see you, what you are working for God. That He wants to see. To see God is not very difficult business. Anyone who has eyes to see, he can see God. But to be seen by God, do something by which you can draw the attention of God and He can see you, here is my devotee. That is it. Let God see you. Don't try to see God. That is foolish. Let God see you. This is our philosophy. My Guru Maharaj used to say. So don't try to see God, but try to do something so that God can see you. This is the philosophy. and whom God will see as soon as, just like any business firm, any man who is working very sincerely, he comes to the notice of the master, oh, this man is being very nice. That is what. That is what. So a devotee is not very much anxious to see God. God is there. Simply, and one who has become devotee, he always sees God. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva sadaiva. 24 hours he sees. That is not very difficult. But do something so that God will see you. Here is my devotee. So he, therefore, here it is called. Jasadhyayitad-bhagavat-priyana. The Pandavas were so dear to Krishna. So it is better to hear about the Pandavas than to hear about Krishna. To hear about Krishna, people may be very much inclined. But the Shastra says to hear about the devotees of Krishna is still better. Therefore, you chant daily, yasya prasada sakshadharitena samasta shastra rukta. The spiritual master is said that he is directly the Supreme Personality of God. Sakshadharitena samasta shastra rukta said, Sakshadharitena samasta shastri ruktasthatha bhavbhatayiva sadvi. It is not only said, but it is accepted by sadvi, those who are actually advanced in spiritual life, sadvi. Why? Why the spiritual master should be accepted as directly as the Supreme? Hintu prabhujya priya eva tasya. This priya, again, priyana. Because he is very, very dear to Krishna. Not that he, because he is worshipped as Krishna, therefore he thinks himself Krishna and declares, now I am Krishna. No. Kintu prabhujya priya eva tasya. This priya, priya is what? Therefore try to become priya of Krishna. Do act in such a way that Krishna can understand that you are very dear to him. And the very simple thing is that jayamam gujjam madhakti shobhidhasati. This confidence and service, preaching of Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Bhagavad Gita preaching essence. Sarvadharman paridhajyamamikam saranam vajam. Simply go and preach this very thing. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhijani mahang namaskaru. This is Krishna's desire. Preach to the world. Just be Krishna conscious. Manmana. Just become Krishna's devotee. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhijani. Just worship Krishna. Madhijani mahang namaskaru. Just to offer your obeisances to Krishna, 4 words. Then you become a preacher. It is not very difficult to become a preacher. And to become a spiritual master. How? Very simple thing. Go and speak what Krishna says. That's all. You have nothing to manufacture, Dr. Frog. There is no need of manufacturing. We are very safe because we don't manufacture. We simply repeat, parrot-like, what Krishna has said. That's all. Finish. Krishna says, sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam vajam. Let aside everything. Just become my devotee. Surrender. So we are preaching that. We don't make any compromise. Therefore, all people are against me. This man simply says Krishna. Yeah. Well, I cannot say anything more. That's all. So, to become priya, very dear to Krishna, is very easy. That is siddhi, perfection. Labdha haro bhakti, bhakti upaiti siddhim, perfection, highest perfection. To become dear to Krishna, that's all. You become dear to Krishna, that is your perfection. Highest perfection, supreme perfection. So, such an easy thing and such highest perfection, why people should not accept this? And it is practical. It is just last night I was talking with Sukhakirti that this church, nobody was coming. Therefore, they were obliged to sell it off. When we purchased. So the church is the same, building is the same, and you are all Americans, but you did not come before, so that it was to be sold. Now, everywhere it is packed up. Why? Because Krishna is there. This is practical. This is practical. There is no question of enviousness. It is practical. In Boston, one Christian priest said, frankly, that these boys, girls, they are our boys, our girls, either coming from Christian group or Jewish group, they are after all Americans, so they did not care for anything about God. Now they are mad after God. What is this? This is practical. There is no question of competition. It is practical. Because they are trying. They are trying. Our only business is just become dear to Krishna. That's all. Krishna consciousness movement means you are trying to be dear to so many things. Somebody is trying to be dear to his father, to his mother, or to his family, children, or country, community, society, nation. Everyone is trying to be dear. I will do such and such thing for you. Please give me vote. Please make me president. They're trying. And after all, the president also is not dear, neither people is not dear. The real fact becomes disclosed after a few days when the, what is called, face covering, mask is over, that's all. So this kind of trying to become dear is no use. It is simply a waste of time. If you try to become dear to Krishna, that is siddhi, that is perfect. You are trying to become dear to so many objective. At last, to become dear to a dog, ferocious dog, he does not say anything to the master. That means the master has become dear to him. So, we are trying to become dear to somebody. That is our desire, dormant desire. But that is being misplaced. We do not know where to become dear. That we do not know. That is Krishna. If you become dear to Krishna, that is the highest perfection. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Siddhi, the siddhi, perfection. Out of millions and millions of persons, no one is interested to become perfect. Because this world is imperfect. So everyone is imperfect, all of us. But neither they do know what is perfection. But here is described. Here is perfection. What is that perfection? Ja sadhya etad bhagavat priyanam pandu sutanam iti samprayanam sinoti. Sinoti. You simply hear about the Pandavas. Practically, whole Vedic literature, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, especially those were narrations, the Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge directly, it is very difficult to understand. Just like the Vedanta Sutra, the sutra, the code words are there. Athāto brahma-jignāsa. And now it is the time for inquiring about the absolute truth. This is sutra, code word. But that is described in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. In narration. This is brahma-jignāsa. The whole Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam is brahma-jignāsa. Athāto brahma-jignāsa. Only this code is being, therefore Bhagavad begins. Janmādasya jataha annayāt idaratascha thesu abhigyat sarāt. Because Vedānta Sutra says the absolute truth is that supreme source of everything. So Bhagavad begins from that word. Janmādasya jataha explain. So Purāna means supplementary to the Vedas to explain the knowledge. That is Purāna. Mahābhārata is also explanation of the Vedic knowledge, but through history. Because Vyāsadeva found it that directly to understand Vedic knowledge will be difficult for three classes of men. Trayina Suti Gochara. Sri Sudra Dijamandhuna Trayina Suti Gochara. Trayi means Vedas. Dealing with the three gunas. Trayunna Visaya Veda. In the Bhagavad Gita. Trayunna Visaya Veda. Trayi. There are three subject matters in the Vedas. The first subject matter is to know God and what is my relationship with God. This is the first subject matter. Then, second subject matter is that what is the ultimate goal of life? And the third subject matter is how to attain it. To know God, my relationship with God, and what is my ultimate goal of life and how to attain it. These three subject matters are very important. That is everywhere. Another subject matter is, three means Veda is dealing with this material world. There is spiritual knowledge in glance. Therefore, Vyāsadeva, after compiling all Vedic literatures, so many Puranas, so many Upanishads, Vedanta philosophy, and core Vedas, but you are not satisfied. You are not satisfied. So, when Nārada Muni, his spiritual master, came, he inquired that why you are not satisfied. So, Vyāsadeva said, my dear sir, yes. As you say, I have done so many activities, I have written so many books, still I don't feel any satisfaction. So I do not know why it is. You can direct me. You are my spiritual. So he said that you have labored so hard in writing so many books, but you have not glorified the Supreme Personality of God. Simply ordinary dealings with man to man, how to deal. Dharmārtha-kāma-mokṣa. So how to make people religious, how to develop economic position, how to satisfy senses, how to go to the heavenly planet, to enjoy more. These things you have described. But you have not described about jino atma samprasidati, by which your atma, your soul will be satisfied. That you have done nothing. You have read in the first canto, jugupsitam kar. You are diverting the attention of the people to the dharma, artha, kam, moksha, never to the bhakti. Then, in future, if people are advised, come to the bhakti platform, not on the platform of the dharma, artha, kam, moksha, chatur-varga, they will not take it. So, whatever you have done, it is not very good. Better simply try to explain about Bhagavan. That is Bhagavatam. That is Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means Bhagavat. Bhagavat means the Supreme Lord, and Bhagavat means about Him or about His devotees. That is Bhagavat. Because a devotee is called Bhagavat. This is book Bhagavat, and a devotee is person Bhagavat. So, according to our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's card, the Bhagavat should be studied from the person Bhagavat, not from the professional reciters, no. Therefore, Swarupa Goswami, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, and Jagannath Puri, many people used to come, present so many literature, so many commentaries. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not hear them unless it is passed by Secretary Swarup Damodar. First of all, Swarup Damodar Goswami will see whether it is written properly, according to Siddhanta. Then we'll allow. That was the business. So one Brahmin came. So, there was many discrepancies in his writing. So Swarup Damodar chastised him that you do not know how to write, why you have attempted this. So, he said, Bhagavat parogya bhagavata sthani. If you want to know about Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, then you study Srimad Bhagavatam from a person Bhagavatam, whose life is Bhagavatam. From such person, if you read, if you understand Bhagavat, then you will benefit. It is not a scholarship, because you know Angvang. That is not the qualification. Bhagavat should be studied from the person whose life is Bhagavat. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personal secretary. So here it is said, Jap Sadhya. And what is that Sadhya? Tas Sadhya Dhana Munayo Jnana Vairaga Jiktaya. Pasanti Atmana Mahatmani Vakta Sruta Grihitaya. Bhakta Sruta Grihitaya. You can realize God realization is possible by a person who is faithful. Tasadda dharma. And what is that faith? That faith is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Saddha Shabdi Visha Sudhira Nishtha. One who has been firmly convinced. What is that conviction? Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhajam aham kvā sarva-pāpi-bhamak. One who has got firm faith in declaration that if I become devotee of Krishna, if I fully surrender to Krishna, then all perfection is there. This is called faith. This is called faith. Not flickering faith. Adopt this Krishna consciousness movement, and when there is opportunity, let me go to some rascal. He is appeared as Bhagavan. That kind of faith will not help. That will not help. Shraddha sabdi vishyas sudhiro nishcha. That is Shraddha. Firm faith. It cannot be changed at any cost, at any circumstance. That is called firm. If that firm faith is not obtained, then we are still on the imperfection platform. But when there is firm faith, sadhya, now if anyone accepts that Pandu, these Pandavas five brothers, son of Maharaj Pandu, they are very, very dear to Krishna. And they are as good or sometimes better than Krishna. Because Lord Shiva authority, there are 12 authorities. Lord Shiva is one of the authorities. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. Sambhu is authority. He says that Tasmat Paradaranga Devi Tadiyana Maradhanam. Better worship. Krishna worship, Vishnu worship is good, but still better worship is to worship the Krishna Bhakta. Because he is very dear to Krishna. Hintu Prabhuja Priya Ivatasya. Why spiritual master is very dear to Krishna? Because his only anxiety is how Krishna will be known all over the world. That's all. He has no ambition. Pouncing in pens. He only wants to know, only wants to see that everyone is devotee of Krishna and they are happy. Thank you very much.